The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
A very warm welcome to Sarah Barry. Sarah, the Managing Director of Stray FM, here to go through the business news headlines this week. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, James.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That was very sultry when you did that.
It was. I don't know why. Just for a Monday. Just for a change.
Oh, well, it's been a busy day in our office here at Stray FM. We've been getting new desks.
Oh, do you know?
In business
how
news.
How funny. You think something so simple could not disrupt an office. But yes, it's been very... I've been sort of hiding in the corner watching it all unfold in front of me.
I'll be honest, I don't mind claiming this accolade. I have the tidiest desk in the office. So my desk is sorted. Everybody else is still packing
we
the stuff around.
We need a prize for the most unusual object found under the old desk.
Oh, yes. I found a promo T-shirt.
No, that's not that
massively unusual.
There's dinner plates,
everything,
jogging shoes.
Toothbrush was found earlier.
Oh, I've seen toothpaste.
Toothbrush.
Home from home.
So that's our business news. But what's going on in the county in the UK? One thing that has really broken today is about the UK economy facing prolonged weakness. Apparently the Item Club is reporting that. What's this all about, Lisa?
Well, it's not really a surprise. It's in the news, isn't it? It's... effectively following Brexit, which we seemed to have quite a stable period, didn't we? What's starting to happen now is reality is hit, and I think it's now we've got a date as well that has really predicted a more prolonged period of growth, of weaker growth. So it's slowing down, and this is as consumers' spending slows, so it's not a surprise at all. What they are saying is that this year the consumer spending will grow about 2.6%, but this is going to slow next year to about 0.5%. And then they're predicting a slight uplift the year after that in 2018. So it really isn't a surprise, is it?
No. But it's not been as bad as everybody was imagining it was going to be.
No, and I think what it will do for the consumer particularly is it will give us more choice. It will give us more offers. I think there's going to be an awful lot of things to get, you know, on offer pre-Christmas. A lot of bargains to be had as businesses compete for, you know, their share of the market.
Definitely. CBI president, now he's been saying that Yorkshire must seize its place in the Northern Powerhouse.
That's correct. So, yeah, this Northern Powerhouse is it's this government plan, and it's really to redress the balance between the North and South in terms of, you know, there is clearly an economic imbalance between the North and the South. So this Northern Powerhouse is really designed to try and collaborate all the big towns and cities really in the north to get together and united front compete with the south. But yeah, what we're trying to do in Yorkshire, in good old proper Yorkshire way, is really put our county on the map. We represent about a third of the population of the north, because obviously we're the biggest county, and we want our say.
Well, of course we do. I love this quote here that says we can't just be satisfied with Manchester plus. Because one third of the population of the Northern Powerhouse are from Yorkshire, including the minister responsible for it.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, a lot of it is centred around Manchester, and there's quite a lot of competition between Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool, you name it.
Yeah.
But for Yorkshire particularly, you know, we can see massive opportunities if these plans go ahead for education, infrastructure, and it can only help business.
Definitely. And talking of business, Morrisons, they're trying to play the smart game at the moment. Obviously, Tesco have been in the news a lot recently. They're doing really well. Dave Lewis has really turned that retailer around. Now, Morrisons are trying to do the same as well. They're going to be bringing out their results soon, aren't they? And David Potts is hopefully going to be announcing some good news.
Yeah, it is expected that they're going to have a third consecutive quarter of like-for-like sales growth, which is really fantastic, bearing in mind where they've come from.
Yeah.
They were struggling, weren't they? And it will actually make them the strongest performing supermarket of the top four, the big four, as we say. And how they've done this, well, we've talked about it on the show before. They were planning to slash the prices on all their fresh meat and produce, and they've done that to the tune of about 12%. And it's working. It's working
really
well.
Getting people back in.
And what else they're doing, which I really like this idea because it makes complete business sense, is they shut down all those convenience stores. If you remember, they were...
The M Locals.
Yeah, they'd come to the party late on that, and they had a lot of stores in the wrong locations. So what they're planning on doing now is putting all the produce into their petrol stations instead, where they've already got the sites. So you're keeping your overheads down, but going to clearly sell more of your fresh produce. It makes complete sense to me.
It does, doesn't it? And they're getting the backing of an analyst at HSBC as well. David McCarthy said the price cuts make sense, which it does. That's what people want, aren't they? They got fed up of years of the big supermarkets saying we're giving you everyday low prices or everyday value, when actually they weren't. And then Aldi and Lidl have come in and forced this change, haven't they?
And they do it really well. Morrison's, this, if you think about a USP, Morrison's unique selling point is this ability to put fresh produce on your plate. They actually do this themselves. They produce all the stuff themselves. Other supermarkets don't do that. So they've found their niche and they're taking advantage.
Brilliant. Sarah, thank you very much for once again taking time out of your busy schedule.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.